How great thou art, O Lord! Your grace is abounding and your mercy is known this very moment, this very day. And unto the Lamb, to him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb, to him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb. Be blessing, glory, and honor, excuse me, and power forever. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. To him who sits on the throne. And unto the Lamb, to him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb, be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that because we have acknowledged you before men, you have acknowledged us before your Father in heaven. Our Father who art and before his angels. Our Father who art in the heavens and in us. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and your will. Your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread and every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and for giving us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one, and consecrated us in your truth. Your word of love is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because we belong to you, Father, love, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Father, love, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any other word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father, Lord, if I have aught against any. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil, or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. In the same manner, if as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him, thanking you, Father Lord, that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come, says the Lord, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. In abundance to the full till it overflows. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Excuse me, Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity, reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release, restore, Lord, restore. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, my Bridegroom, you are. The Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts. So I shall love and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord for his good. His grace is abounding in his mercy. His hesed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me. Excuse me. Throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time, his driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost, resurrection power. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I arise, go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. See? Darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon me, and his glory appears over me. Nations will come to my light, and kings to brightness of my dawn. I lift up my eyes and look about me. All assemble and come to me. My sons come from afar, and my daughters are carried on the hip. Then I look and be radiant. My heart throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas are being brought to me. To me, the riches of the nations are coming. As it is written, to the man who is pleasing in his sight, he gives wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he assigns the task of gathering and accumulating that which he will hand over to one who pleases God. This too is futile in a pursuit of the wind. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them among princes and bestows on them a throne of honor, for the foundations of the earth are the Lord's, and upon them he has set the world. So whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. Lead on, good shepherd. I will follow fully. So help me, Holy Spirit. The Lord be in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, excuse me, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life and Lord my God. I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God, are not all angels, ministering spirit servants, sent out in the service of love, for the assistance of the Lord of hosts, and I and us, this Scatterbound family, households and ministries who are to inherit salvation, they hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because we belong to you, Father love, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Thank you, Father love, for having translated us, this Scatterbound family, household and ministries, from the dominion, the kingdom of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son you love, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousands of generations. Thus I know I am accepted in the Beloved. I am my Beloved's, and my Beloved is mine. I belong in the Beloved. So I wash us, this Scatterbound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, my love, that you have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be, just by the blood of Christ and Holy Ghost, resurrection, fire, Babel, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost, we have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, and behold, the glory is here. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment, to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be by the blood of Christ, I curse. Thank you, Father love, that you will bless those who bless us and curse he who curses us and speaks an insolent language toward us, and all the families of the earth will be blessed by us. And blessed are those who bless us, and cursed are those who curse us, this Scatterbound family, households and ministries. And thus, by the blood of Christ, I curse all the plans of the strategies of the enemy. And by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic spirits, the demonic strongholds, the demonic strongmen, that would carry out those plans. Cursed be anything that could harm us in any way, shape, or form. virus, bad virus, bad bacteria, bad germs, and bad fungals, all their powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy, and deceive us, be paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated for such a time in our lives, for such a time as this. Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crushed the head of every demonic spirit that moves the people against us. And I plead, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, and our homes, and our streets, and our walls, and within our palaces, our lands, and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ, for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the cross of Christ, the Lord our God has set us high above all nations on the earth. And all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on the earth individually and all as a whole. We, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries are favored in the city and favored in the country. Fruitful are the fruit of our womb, the produce of our soil, and the offspring of our livestock, the issue of our herds, and the young of our flocks. Multiplied are our grain bin and our kneading bowl. Replenished our bank accounts. Renewed are our ponds, our springs, our rivers, and our lakes. We walk in dominion and authority in our coming in and in our going out. The Lord beats down before us the enemy that rise up against us. Do they come out against us from but one direction? They flee before us in seven. The Lord affirms his blessing upon us, this Scatterbound family, households and ministries, on our bonds and on all our undertakings, and blessing us in the land that the Lord our God gives us. For we, this Scatterbound family, households and ministries, will continue to seek first and foremost the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, and walk in the ways of the Lord. The Lord has established us, this Scatterbound family, households and ministries, as a people sacred to himself, as he swore to us, so that when all the nations of the earth see us bearing the name of the Lord, they stand in awe of us, this Scatterbound family, households and ministries. The Lord has opened up for us his rich treasure house of the heavens to give our land rain in due season, blessing all our undertakings, so that we lend to many nations and borrow from none. The Lord has made us, this Scatterbound family, households and ministries, the head, not the tail, and we are always mounting higher and not declining. So by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be any the seed of the serpent, serpent venom, cheap implants, all the hidden deeds of darkness. None of us shall be affected, infected, afflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered. By the blood of Christ, I call on a Holy Ghost, resurrection fire, who lives in us and dwells in us, never leave us nor forsake us nor fail us, and who is the fire by night and by day that surrounded us and continue to keep us consume every attack of the enemy against us, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries, and continue to keep us protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. So, Father Love, I thank you that that you have wiped every tear from our eyes. There'll be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away. For Jesus Christ has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. And he holds the keys of death and hell. So 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of a famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that the church had been called to glory. The city of heaven means the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about. Till then, by the blood of the Lamb on our lentils, on our doorposts, and round about our lands and territories, there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. For the Lord's justice dwells in the desert. His righteousness lives in the fertile field. The fruit of that righteousness be peace, its effect be quietness and confidence forever. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hill flattens the forest, and the cities leveled completely. How blessed are we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, individually and as a whole, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. Therefore, in our means and our possessions, in our lands and territories, not even a dog can growl at us that they may know how the Lord distinguishes, between the hidden and we, his beloved. All of the hidden shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass to the midst of them all and go away at God our Father's appointed time and hour. For we, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, we, his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye. The Lord God has insulated us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries. We, his ecclesia, lands and territories. And made us invincible. And invisible to our enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. So we continue to think and speak and act and walk and love in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly. Days being as days of heaven on this earth, there'll be peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces. We spend our days in prosperity and our years in happiness for our lives, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories. Our kingdoms are at peace, for the Lord our God has given us rest on every side. and with long life, the Lord our God satisfy us, showing us his salvation, a power, the catching up of us, his beloved, the church, into a glory without our seeing the grave, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this God-bound family, our souls, and ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I drink my Lord Jesus's, for as often as I eat my Lord Jesus's broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him and he remains in me, relieving in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I live in the greater glory. For I am the church called to glory. For I was crucified with my Lord Jesus. I died and was buried with him and went to hell in him, and was raised again to life with him, the Lord my God. For I am so my steps are ordered by the Lord, and great are my peace and my undisturbed composure. You are worthy, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, the Lamb of God, to take the scroll and to break the seals that are on it. For you were slain, you were sacrificed, and with your blood you purchased me for God, and you have made me to be a kingdom and royal race and a priest to our God, and I shall reign as a king over the earth. That is what distinguished me, set me above the crowd. I let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Jesus Yeshua is Lord, and so am I in him, because he is King of kings and Lord of lords. And I, who am with him, am the called and chosen and faithful. As Jesus is, so also am I in this world. So I choose purity. I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not lust. I walk by the Spirit, and I will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. So by the power of the Holy Spirit, I put to death the deeds, the misdeeds of the body. I will live. So turn my heart toward your statutes, O Lord, and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. Oh, I love you, Lord my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord, my love, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. God is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. As it is, thank you, Father Love, that it is the Lord our God who has given us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has made with our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. As it is this day, as it is said, you do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his works? We, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries will stand before kings and not before unknown men. As it is said, I always thank God for you and continuously mention you in my prayers. I remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope. But a love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Thus you never fail, never fade out or become obsolete or come to an end. For as love is, so also are you in this world. Through us, the Lord brings this whole matter, the church age, to an end, for our hearts are captured, his love for humanity. So, Father Love, I thank you that the Lord, walking in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, is bestowing wealth on us who love him and making our treasuries full. A good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children. The wealth of the sinners eventually finds its way into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up. It is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase it. And Jesus heals them all. And Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the dumb speak, the deaf hear, lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, and the dead are raised to life. Foresee how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. So is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he cannot do? The God of the impossible, the God of glory, the Lord of the wind and sea, the God of thunder and lightning, the God of all power, Adonai, the Lord God Almighty, the everlasting God, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord of the harvest, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. He is manifesting himself for us today, for us, this scatterbound family, our souls and ministries. The Lord himself goes before us, this scatterbound family, our souls and ministries. He will be with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. We, the righteous, we do not be afraid or discouraged. The battle is the Lord's, because you see, the enemy shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. Against our enemies, and the Lord unleash against them his heart anger, his wrath, indignation and hostility, a band of destroying angels. And I thank you, Father Lord, that the Lord brought us his beloved, this scatterbound family, households and ministries out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold, and there is none and there is no feeble part in my body, and there is none feeble among us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries. Thank you, Father Lord, that by Jesus' stripes we were healed. We are healed, and by the blood of the Lamb we are made whole, so that the works of God may be made that the works of God be made visible, be made manifest in me. God's Holy Ghost resurrection power is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me. My daddy, my father, quickening my mortal body because of his spirit, his everlasting fire who lives in me. My faith has made me whole, says the Lord God of hosts. It says the Lord God of hosts. Thank you, Father Lord, for having restored my right leg and my right foot, that which was stolen from me, and restoring every part of my body that needed to be restored. And once and again, I can stand and walk and run and dance, and declaring, Jesus did it again, and we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, will continue forever profess that this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord, it is marvelous in our eyes, for the Lord has restored unto us the years that were taken stolen, lost, stolen from us, and a hundredfold returned of all that we have left for the Lord's namesake and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. The Lord renewing our youth like that of an eagle's. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. Thank you, Father Lord, for having cleansed our blood with the precious blood of Christ. For the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. So thank you, Father Lord, for protecting us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. Thank you, Father Love, that you have blessed our food and drink, and remove all sickness from our midst. Thank you, Father Love, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us, and you made us free of misfortune without pain. No good things have you withheld from us, your scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Thank you, Lord God of hosts, for protecting us and the earth. The Lord God has vindicated us in his righteousness. The wicked are angry to see this. They gnash their teeth and waste away. The desires of the wicked come to nothing. Their own eyes have seen their destruction, and they have drunk for themselves the cup of the wrath of the Almighty. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us this scatterbound family, households, and ministries free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. So Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Now flee, all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain a discard-bound family, households and ministries, lands and territories, our kingdoms. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God in whom we confidently trust and rely on. So, Father, love, we are resting in your goodness expressed through your faithfulness to your word and to us. You have exalted your word above all your names, and heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And through your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives, for creation reveals your glory, the sky proclaims the works of your hand, and we are so fearfully and wonderfully made, and through your willingness to do so, for God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but that through him we might be saved. And through your loving kindness toward us, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And while we were small in our eyes, God, love, exalted us. And through your being an on-time God, true, our thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are our ways your ways. Therefore, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways are above our ways. But as the rain comes down from heaven and does not return there till it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so your word that you sent forth will not return to you void, but they shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. As it is said, not let the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he knows you, and knows that you are a God, exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth in which you are well pleased. So he has done it. It is finished. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, says the Lord God of hosts. So, Father, love, we feel your glory in this earth. We feel your glory in this scatterbound family today, a household and ministries, and forevermore. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord to your glory, God our Father. It is in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the spoken word. Faith release that we believe we receive. And not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. So, Father, love, for the glory of, for the beauty of your love, we thank thee. And by the spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And my beloved, remember that you are always clothed with the precious blood of the Lamb. And by the Spirit of the living God in you, the fire surrounding you by day and by night, you are always well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. For you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. So continue to do whatever the Lord your God tells you, do it. Amen? Praise the Lord. I love you, my sweetie. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. Thank you, love. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, my love. Who am I? Thank you, honey. That you are mindful of me. How you hear me when I call. It is true that you are thinking of me. You love me. It's amazing. Just amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God, he calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God, he calls me friend. He calls me friend. He calls me friend. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In you I breathe, I move, and I have my being, Holy Spirit, and in you I will forever be. My Lord Jesus, you are my life and the length of my days. By the love you hold in your hand, my breath of life and my way.